From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. Governor Spencer Cox has declared a 30-day state of emergency for crop losses caused by freezing temperatures. Crops were damaged over 4 days in April in 10 counties, from Cache County in the north to Arne County in the south. Weather stations recorded temperatures below 26 degrees for more than 8 hours, followed by unseasonably warm conditions. Several fruit crops suffered between 95 and 100% loss. Wheat and alfalfa producers are also experiencing losses. The freeze is also expected to impact customers, local markets, and seasonal workforce that relies on the annual harvest. The emergency declaration allows affected agricultural producers to access both state and federal resources and assistance. Utah had its first critical fire weather day of the season this week. There were 4 fire starts Wednesday, and more red flag warnings are up for parts of the state through next Thursday. A new study finds climate change has increased the number of fire weather days in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more on the regional picture.
Fire weather days occur when a combination of hot, dry, and windy conditions linger for at least 2 hours in a given day. Since 1973, those days have risen significantly in many counties across the Mountain West. Caitlin Trudeau is an applied climate scientist with Climate Central.
There's some places that now see 2 more months of fire weather conditions each year compared to the 70s. And that's 2 more additional months.
The increase in fire weather days is especially dramatic in Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. Much of Colorado and parts of Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho also saw significant increases. Such days not only heighten the risk for wildfires, they can also lead to other consequences, including power shutoffs and unhealthy air quality alerts. In Las Vegas, I'm Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
The man tasked by Utah political leaders with saving the Great Salt Lake is stepping down. Fox 13 News has confirmed Brian Steed will leave his role as Great Salt Lake Commissioner July 1st. Steed's mandate was to reverse the lake's decline and prevent an ecological catastrophe in Utah. He has worked in a largely political role, pushing legislation that would help the lake and kill bills that would harm it. There's no word yet on who will replace him. Steed is going to work as Utah State University's Vice President of Government Affairs. This story is part of the Great Salt Lake Journalism Collaborative. Psychedelics were in the court this week here in the Beehive State. Utah County tried to convince a federal 10th Circuit Court of Appeals that it shouldn't have lost a case against a Provo religious group. Singularism Spiritual Center uses psilocybin, or magic mushrooms, as part of a religious ceremony. Utah County Attorney Caroline Olson argued the group should not have an exemption to use an illegal drug through the Utah Controlled Substance Act.
Unregulated use of psilocybin without any government oversight or controls is just fundamentally incomparable to the use for exploratory and research purposes in a hospital governed by regulations.
But Singularism's lawyer said it's not getting a research or medical exemption. Tanner Bean said, quote, "It is the creation of a standalone, independent, and unique behavioral health treatment program." Utah News Dispatch reports the judges assigned to the case haven't issued a decision yet. The Thunderbirds have a new athletic director. Mindy K. Larson will start the job at Southern Utah University in July. But it won't be her first time at the Cedar City School. She played basketball there in the 1990s before SUU retired her jersey. Larson still holds the NCAA record for single-season field goal percentage. She says she's looking forward to helping athletes grow in their sports and as students. Larson has been with the Summit League for nearly 2 decades. That's a conference of mostly Midwestern states. Her leadership roles there included supervising men's and women's basketball. You are listening to KUER News.